Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Yontiv. Mishnah Pai, next week I'll leave votes for Bereishis. But this vote is for the last days of Yontiv. Before I tell you the last day, I heard a beautiful vote in Sukkot. Chacham Avadi Yosef asked, why is there no Yontiv for Man or Bea Miriam? You know, Man and the well of Miriam was tremendous miracles. We have, some people hold that the Sukkot was for Ani HaKavod, you know, clouds of glory. We got it because of the Chutz of Aaron. Why not for Man and Bear Miriam? So Zak Chacham Avad Yosef, because by the Man we are complaining about we need food. By the Bear Miriam we claim by Hashem we were thirsty, we need something to drink. So that only came because we complained. Ani HaKavod just came from Hashem's kindness. So that's why we have the Sukkah. Remember, we don't have no holiday for Man or Bear Miriam, but we have on Ani HaKavod to show Hashem's kindness to us. Of course, Man and Bear Miriam is also Hashem's kindness, but that came because we complained. Meaning Hashem would have given us, if we didn't complain, then we would have had a yontif for them also. But if we don't want a yontif, the all kindness, of course, all of it, from Hashem, all of them is kindness from Hashem. So I misquoted, the all kindness from Hashem, but we don't want a yontif that's based on complaining to Hashem. We need food, we need water. You know? But Ani HaKavod just came because Hashem's pure, Hashem's, we didn't complain. Hashem just gave us our pure kindness. And that's why Yavane covered. It wasn't based on complaints. Okay, and I'm going to leave now voice. It says, Vizos HaBracha. That's what on Simchas Torah. So, or Chaimach says, why vi is connecting? And, you know, why is it coming after Azinu? So, last week, Parsha, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klais or the Jewish people how he's going to pass away. So, you think he'd be bitter, he'd be upset, he'd be down? No. Vizos. Moshe Rabbeinu not only was not upset, because he knew everything from Hashem was for his best, as you know, Gamzu L'Toiva, but he did it with a smile. He gave Klai, so he gave the Jewish people a bracha. That's why Vizos a bracha. The Walag just said, Vav and Zion is 13. Yugimu Mida Sarachamim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klai Sol is that Hashem does everything out of mercy for you, and Hashem's always having his mercy on you. The Ksav Sofer, then Zos Bracha, the fire, the Torah Kadosh is compared to fire. I think Eish Das Lamo. So Ksav Sofer, why is it compared to fire? Because fire heats us. Fire makes room hot, you know, warm. Fire cooks food. But fire could also burn down a house. Fire could also destroy. Zok the Ksav Sofer, it's the way you use Torah. You can either use it for the good or Chashon for the bad. It's up to you how you use your Torah. Then in Zos HaBrach, it says, Tovot Tzivolanu Moshe, Moeshah Kilas Yaakov. So how a Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim Yer Kodesh says, it says, Moasha. Moasha is like the Moasha is a Mesoira. Mesoira, meaning the only way you're going to be able to live, the only way to be a Toedig Yid, a Toedig Jew, the only way you're going to be able to live Torah, if you cling to the Mesoira. What you got from your father, what he got from his Zaydi, what he got from his Zaydi, what he got from his Zaydi, what he got from his grandfather, from his father, from his father. Only if you cling to the Messiah, that's how the Torah is going to remain in you. Rav Moshe Shor from Lakewood said a different shot. Moasha Grossi, Me'uwasa, you know, engaged. Like you're engaged, you got engaged to the Torah. So Rav Moshe, I think it's like Ewasin. So me'o wasa, like engaged. So Zakwa Moshe Shor, why is it you got married to the Torah? Why engaged? So how Moshe Shor said, because, you know, when you're engaged, when someone gets engaged, they're full of happiness, they're excited. They're about to marry a beautiful wife, or they're about to marry a beautiful husband. You know, you're excited. So Moshe Shor said, that's what the Torah is saying, you should be engaged to the Torah. You should be feel like you just got engaged to the Torah. You should be excited to learn and live the Torah. Then it says, Kashel and Pidatchem, you know, Hashem says, keep on with day. It's hard for me to see you separate. So Yisrael Mirizen said one shot. He said, you know, during the week, when you go to work, sometimes, unfortunately, maybe I'm one or two or three Yidden, not many Jews, but one or two or three Yidden, They get so involved in business, it causes them to have machlokas, to argue with other Jews, to say lashna about the other Jews sometimes. So Hashem said, on Yontif, I know you don't go to work. You have nothing to do with work. So that's Hashem said, Kasha leputatchem, it's hard for me to see you guys separate from yourself. Please keep on with day. The Walag said a different shot. It's hard for me to see you separate, meaning, You know, and Yontif, when a Jew keeps Yontif, he or she reaches an incredible high level of Torah, mitzvahs of spirituality. So Hashem says, it's hard for me to see you separate from that spirituality. And especially after we started this whole from Elul, went to Rosh Hashanah, Seres Meitshuva, Yom Kippur, building the Sukkah, buying Lulav, Sukkahs, Shabbos of Sukkahs, and Shmini Etzer, Shana Rabba, Shmini Etzer, and Asimchas Torah. Hashem said, please just give me one more day of that spirituality you have in you. It's hard for me to see you separate from the Ruchnias, the high Ruchnias that you have. It's hard to see me separate, see you separate. So please keep one more day. I'll tell you a beautiful, I know I said this word last year, but it's a beautiful, I believe it's a Satmar Rebbe, Vayol Teitelbaum Zatzal said this. You know, the non-Jewish guy said to Hillel, if you teach me one Torah on my foot, that, you know, for me to keep the Torah, whatever, the gear came to Hillel, teach me one Torah, teach me the Torah of Regal Achas. So the Satmar Rebbe said, Regal Achas, I believe it's Satmar Rebbe, Regal Achas is called Shmini Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. What the gear was asking Hillel, every Yontif has something special. On Pesach, you can't eat chametz and you eat matzah. On abakosas, of course, and amawo, and karpas. On Shavuos, you stay up all night. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow the shofar, and you dip your challah into honey. On Yom Kippur, you fast, and you don't wear leather shoes. On Sukkot, you sit in the sukkah, and you shake the lulav. But if you look in the Torah, what's called Regel Achas? Shmini Atzeret. What the Satmar Rebbe said, what this Ger was asking Hillel, what's the Torah Regel Achas? There's nothing in the Torah. If you look in the Torah, the Torah Kadosh says there's nothing special about Shmini Atzeres. There's nothing you have to do special on Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, in Israel, in America, some Yidden have the minhag to sin the Sukkah even on Shmini Atzeres. Not in Simchas Torah, but on Shmini Atzeres. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, where, you know, and when the base of Midrash will be built, because Shmini Atzeres, you don't sin the Sukkah. So if you look in the Torah, the Torah does not tell us to do anything special on Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres is called Regel Achas. So what's going on? So the Satmar Rebbe said, you know what the pshat is? When you come into a shul and you see a yeshivish, a chassidish, a fum, a tzioni, a non-fum yid, all dancing around, all holding hands and dancing around the Torah, that's the Torah of Regel Achas. When there's tshuva haftarecha kamocha. When there's tshuva haftarecha kamocha, that everyone's dancing around each other, holding hands, dancing around the Torah, that's the specialness of Regel Achas. And the Walag just said, that's why it's called Regel Achas. We all united, we all have one foot. I mean, we all united and have one foot together. We're all united, we all have one big foot. We just have one foot because we're all holding hands. And I was telling my friend, Ziv Mendelson, who lives in Winana, because he told me, you know, Anei Kav represents Haftarecha Kamocha, because it's tied to Aaron. So that's probably why Simchas Torah, the dancing of Simchas Torah, all Jews holding hand, is the last yontif before we go into the wintry season. Because Hashem's saying you're about to hit many months of pure witness winter, and during the winter it gets dark early, dark nights. But the one thing you know you have to have is Haftarecha Kamocha. You have to love every Jew no matter what. You have to hold every Jew's hand. And that's why Simchas Torah is the last yontif for this time period. Then Rav Avram Shor said, if you look between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in Parshas Vayelech, it says, Ketov Lechem Hashira Azos. You have to write a Sefer Torah. And Rav Avram Shor said, every time a Jew does a mitzvah, it makes the letters of the Torah make more brighter. But Chas Shalom, if a Jew does an Aveira, if he or she does an Aveira, or he or she does a mitzvah, but he or she does an Aveira, if you do an Aveira, you fade away that letter. But now came Rosh Hashanah, Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Meitshuva, Yom Kippur. We started making our letters in the Torah brighter. Then came Sukkot, and then came Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, another form of tshuva. So that's where Simchas Torah, meaning every Jew is having simcha with their own Torah. Every Jew is dancing around with their own Torah, because they all, the tshuva, and every Jew has their own Torah. Every Jew, Ketov Lachem Hashira Zos, every Jew has their own Torah, because they wrote their own Torah with the tshuva. Me'yiran tshuva me'ahava, tshuva me'ahava, we got in Sukkot. Because we all wrote our own Sefer Torah, because we did tshuva, and therefore we're all dancing out with our own Sefer Torahs. Rabbi Gluck said, different, he says, Meshchuni k'mo avdecha le'watzonecha, You know, you could. How could you acquire an animal? Either you can pull it, but the animal, you can hit it. But usually, when you hit an animal, it runs away. So, or you can pull it to you. And we're telling Hashem, you know, Mishuchuni Avdechal with Soncha, Hashem, we want you to pull us closer to you. But we know you can't do Mishicha in Rishus Harabim, I guess and Yontiv, because you can't acquire, you know. So you have to do Hagba. So we go, Yavut Avdechal Kemo Ayal. Ayal is a fierce animal. It jumps up. And so we're telling Hashem, on what Simchas Torah, we're going to be like the Ayal. That's why we jump up and down. That's why we jump up and down on Simchas Torah, because we're telling Hashem to do Hagba, to lift us up and acquire us. Hagba is another way of acquiring us. We're telling Hashem, please acquire us. Be do Hagba, please acquire us. That's why we're jumping up and down, because we want Hashem to lift us up and acquire us as His servants, as His children. I'm gonna leave you a story in 1 minute. We're gonna leave the last halachas. So. It says, after Chasam Bereishis, you can begin Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So you want to start Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Parshas Bereishis, you can only start it after they land Chasam Bereishis in Shul, then you can do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Parshas Bereishis. And if you're allowed to polish your shoes, I believe for the Shabbos, for Chol HaMoed and for Yontif, and I think you can also I think you polish your shoes on Chol HaMoed for the sake of covered Shabbos and covered Yontif, I believe, yeah. Rabbi Marcus from Eretz Yisrael told me that. Okay, I'm going to leave you a beautiful story. The Satmar Rebbe Vayol Teitelbaum had some circulation problem with his foot, so after Simchas Torah, he went with his Gabbai to a doctor. Okay. And the Satmar Rebbe was learning Torah, so the doctor told the Gabbai, you know, that the Rebbe has some circulation problems in his feet, and he's going to have problems balancing sometimes, so someone should always walk with him. Okay, so after the doctor left, the Rebbe goes to the Gabbai, what he asked. He goes, you don't need to, the doctor said you have some balance issues, but you didn't seem to. On Simchas Torah, you were holding the Sefer Torah, running across the room with that Sefer Torah, dancing around with it. So you don't seem to have a problem. So you don't need anyone to be with you. So Satmar Rebbe said, no. When I was holding the Torah, Hashem was with me. Hashem was with me as I was holding that Torah. So Hashem was holding me. So therefore, yes, I maybe do have balancing issues. But when I had the Torah and Simchas Torah, Hashem was holding my hand. Or Hashem was holding me. And it's important to know his life. Yes, Hashem is removing himself after Simchas Torah. Whatever it means that Hashem is distancing himself from this world, again, I don't know what that means, but Hashem is always with every Jew. As David Melch said, Hashem leave a loyuah. There's no reason to be scared. Hashem is with us. Hashem is with every Jew. Hashem walks with every Jew on this earth. And one last word I forgot. What David Goldwasser from Flatbush said is, why do we dance around the bima? So he said, you know, Yeshua and his people dance around the walls until they collapse. Well, we're dancing around, the bima represents a Kaddish Baruch Hu, represents Hashem. We're dancing around the bima because we're trying to tell, the Yetzirah, the evil incarnation, please, move out of the way. We want to get closer to Hashem. And we do that in Simchas Torah. I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos and a Simchas Yontif, and it should only be a Simcha Dikia for everybody. Bye-bye.